So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
This is WSBW and your morning team.
I hope you have fun.
Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you.
Ah, 42 years ago today.
Wow.
That John Lennon was assassinated. And it was first announced. I know radio, I think New York radio stations had were breaking it first, but on TV, it was Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
It was the first one. And that's how everybody knew that he was killed at the age of just 40 years old.
December 8, 1980.
Yeah.
Man,
he would have been
wow.
82 right now. Can you imagine? Nobody can. And I'm not trying to use the pun here, but nobody can imagine John Lennon, I think, as 82. He's 40 years old. That's it.
Yep. No, we don't imagine Paul McCartney as 80.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
The Beatles that are now
right
into that age bracket.
Yes, absolutely. I put that one in my personal top 10 favorite Christmas songs. I always like that one.
We were just talking about this the other day because we were talking about how it seems like every artist has a Christmas song attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it.
For John Lennon. Big one. Yeah, absolutely.
Because we were talking about how the Beatles themselves... The song we played yesterday.
Yeah, right. But they never really had a real released song or anything like that.
Nothing like that.
So, unlike John and Paul in their solo years.
In studio, as we said, with Charlie and Denise and Pat and you. Coming up, Pat is going to have Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications. We'll also have Mannheim Steamroller. It's time to start counting down the 12 days to Christmas.
Wow.
Weekdays.
Yeah, weekdays.
Just throwing
right.
it in there. 12 weekdays.
Where you think people are on the calendar like, wait a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Not quite yet.
I know Art Lewis would have been looking at the calendar going, wait a second.
I know that you guys can't imagine me being 80. I mean, that's what I do.
Wow. No, we can't.
February 5th, I will be.
You're ageless, Art.
Okay. It's just a number.
That's right.
Exactly right.
Just and as I told my kids, that number is whatever I want it to be.
Yes, hey, I like that.
Some days it's 29.
Nice. Just another digit, that's all it is.
That's right, just another digit.
That's all it is. So, let me make sure I have everything in place here, since we have a couple of things we need to do, including you, Pat. And then, as we said, we're starting our countdown. To the 12 days of Christmas, using the weekdays. Chip Davis, Mannheim Steamroller are going to tell us the truth about Santa Claus.
Hmm.
So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, there is the truth about perfect pigskin prognostications.
Sometimes.
Is that a little indication of what's to come? Let's find out as it's Thursday morning on WSGW.
It's now time for the most anticipated and popular 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another audacious edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. Last week, I vowed to bring you back-to-back weeks of perfection. Well, let's review the tape. Sorry, Klinger. Give me Ohio over Toledo 33-29.
Finn throws to the end zone. Coming back to make the catches, Blankensee. Touchdown, Toledo.
Give me Michigan over Purdue 41-17.
Fires to the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Ronnie Bell in the back of the end zone, and Michigan extends their lead.
Give me the Bengals over the Chiefs 31-26.
Man wide open at the 5, and that's a touchdown for Chris Evans. He comes in and scores the go-ahead touchdown.
Oh, I'm not such a loser after all.
Give me the Lions over the Jags 29-27.
Goff up under center, turns, fakes the give to Swift, throws, end zone wide open. Amala St. Brown, touchdown Detroit Lions.
You're amazing. amazing. You figured this all out already.
What's happening?
I do believe in this team.
Brand new Lions.
That last piece of audio courtesy of the Pat McAfee Show. Who are these Detroit Lions? They're like actually fun to watch. There's something happening with the Lions here, and it ain't exactly clear. My hopes for another week of perfection were dashed when Toledo trounced Ohio in the MAC championship, but thanks to the Lions and Jimmy Harbaugh's Michigan Wolverines, my overall record still improves to 36-16. Now, I won't have the Wolverines to pick until the college football playoff semis in a few weeks, so I will have to buckle down and try a little harder to reach supremacy again, but I'm up to the challenge. Here are this week's picks. College football takes a breather this weekend, so the Army-Navy game can take the full spotlight this Saturday at 3 p.m. in Philadelphia. Army needs to win to become bowl eligible. Navy is playing for pride. Both teams love to run the rock, but the midshipmen have not given up 100 rushing yards in their last four games. That defense keeps it close enough for Navy to win for the second year in a row. Go Navy! Beat Army 20-17. In the NFL, the New York Jets, Jets visit the Buffalo Bills on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. The Jets lost a close one in Minnesota, but I'm afraid this one won't be as close. Yes, the Jets stunned the Bills in the Meadowlands a month ago, but Buffalo's a different team at home where the Bills Mafia will be out in full force. The Jets D keeps them in range, but Josh Allen connects on a pair of late TD passes to keep the Bills atop the AFC standings. Give me the Bills over the Jets 26-14. And finally, your feel-good Detroit Lions host the Minnesota Vikings. That's for you, Charlie, in one of the more highly anticipated Lions games in recent memory. Now, the Lions can't really catch the NFC North leading Vikes, but this game is big for the fact that if Detroit prevails in front of a raucous Ford Field home crowd, they'll be just one game under 500 and in the hunt for the playoffs.
Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs? You kidding me?
Yeah, playoffs. And the Lions are favored by a point or two in this game.
What the hell's going on out here?
I don't know, Vince. Now, the Lions almost beat the Vikes in Minnesota earlier this year, but that's been the MO for the Vikes as they are 9-0 in one-score games. With a tough defense and a near-impossible-to-stop Kirk Cousins to Justin Jefferson connection, Detroit will have to play its best game. We'll see how and if they are indeed changing the culture here in Detroit. But you know what? I see the Lions eking out an entertaining victory and a Michael Badgley game-winning field goal at the end. Give me the Lions over the Vikings 30-27. So I've got Navy over Army, the Bills over the Jets, and the Lions over the Vikings. That's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
I liked everything but the horn, thanks.
I know you like that Vikings horn. That's why I do that for you. Well, I had to sneak it in there since I picked the Lions to win.
That's true.
I yielded to your greatness last week. I said, nah, it's going to be Kansas City over the Bengals. Oops.
It was close, though. Close game, as I thought it would be.
But, well, it is interesting, though. The Bengals seem to have the Chiefs' number.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They do.
So, yeah. And I always have to tell you guys, I always have to kind of pull for Navy for family purposes. So, over Army, usually. So, that's
okay.
That's how I go. More of a heart kind of thing.